1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's been 2 years since the deadly attack on the Capitol on January 6. Right now, President Biden is awarding the highest civilian honor, the President's Citizens Medal, to police officers who battled the rioters, election workers who suffered harassment, and state and local officials who affirmed the results.
And history will remember your names. They'll remember your courage. They'll remember your bravery. They'll remember your extraordinary commitments to your fellow Americans.
More military aid is heading to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced what's in the more than $3 billion package.
The package is expected to include the Bradley infantry fighting vehicles we announced just yesterday, self-propelled howitzers, MRAPs, and other armed personnel carriers, Gimlers, rockets, surface-to-air missiles as well, anti-vehicle landmines, ammunition, and other items from DOD inventories.
A crucial pipeline on the East Coast has been partially shut down most of the week. CBS's Jim Crisula with details.
A portion of the Colonial Pipeline, which provides most of the fuel for the East Coast, has been shut down since a spill was discovered Tuesday near Danville, Virginia. That part of the nation's largest fuel pipeline is expected to restart over the weekend.
More positive news today for Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin.
From his hospital bed in Cincinnati, DeMar Hamlin was able to speak with his teammates via FaceTime. It occurred as the Bills players were taking part in a team meeting. Buffalo offensive lineman Deion Dawkins described the moment.
The excitement was beautiful. It was amazing. It has given us so much energy, so much, you know, bright, high spirits, whatever you want to call it. It is giving it to us.
Another good sign, Hamlin's breathing tube has now been removed. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Violence in Mexico following the arrest of the son of drug lord El Chapo. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
Mexico's defense secretary says security stopped a vehicle carrying the suspected drug trafficker. Once they nabbed Guzman, he says, they came under heavy fire, and despite the barriers set up around Culiacan, the Air Force was able to fly Guzman to Mexico City.
The December jobs report was a good one, says Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
We now know that there are recently nearly 10.5 million job openings with 5.7 million unemployed persons. That's a mix underscoring a continued mismatch between the supply and demand for workers.
And a good jobs report means a big old rally on Wall Street. The Dow is up right now over 700 points. NASDAQ up 274. S&P 500 up 90. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity.
Call 1-800-935-7267,
and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. Now, these gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand.
To learn more, call 1-800-935-7267.
Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order.
Call 1-800-935-7267 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-935-7267.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, January 9th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wood County Veterans Service Commission will meet at 1 p.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. at City Hall. The City of Stevens Point Board of Water and Sewerage Commissioners will meet at 12 p.m. The Airport Commission Agenda meeting will take place at 12:30 p.m. The Transportation Commission will meet at 4:45 p.m. The Personnel Committee will meet at 6 p.m. and the Public Policy and General Government meeting will also take place at 6 p.m. The Board of Public Works will meet at 6:05 p.m. The Portage County Finance Committee will meet at 4:30 p.m. The Adams County Health and Human Services meeting will take place from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And the City of Adams Personnel Committee will meet from 4:45 to 6. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 6 above. North winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 11. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with daytime highs approaching 30. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and boy, is it being made right now. It's being made just as I came on the air. Just as I came on the air, Kevin McCarthy is about to lose his ninth ballot. Ninth ballot. They went through 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 today. Right now, when I came on the air, there were 10 votes for somebody in the Republican side other than Kevin McCarthy. Remember, they have 222 votes, 222 Republicans in their caucus. He needs 218. He can only lose 4. If he goes from 222 to 218, he can still be Speaker. Unfortunately, he just lost 10, and they're only halfway through. The guy is toast. Totally toast. Let me give you some of the background, what happened today, and then where I think this thing is going. It had been everybody for this fellow Donalds, all of the insurrectionists, and I'll call them that in two respects. One is they all supported the insurrection. Number two, they're all insurgents against the Republican establishment. 20 of them. There's a 21st, a woman named Sparks from Indiana. She's born in Ukraine, very interesting person. And she is simply voting present, which reduces the threshold of votes McCarthy needs, possibly to 217, except that she was a McCarthy vote. You don't like to see your threshold go down when your votes also go down. That's dumb. But 20 of them were hardcore, and they're against McCarthy. And I want to analyze that and then tell you where this thing is going. So McCarthy, for the last several ballots, has been getting 201 votes. Hakeem Jeffries is getting 212. And the insurgents have been getting 20, with one present voting abstention, basically this Sparks person. Well, they have ginned it up a little bit. Lauren Boebert, a few ballots ago, started to vote for a guy named Kevin Hurd. She thinks this is funny. Oh, I'll vote for Kevin. Kevin Hurd. Oh, I get it. Kevin Hurd, a guy from Oklahoma. I never heard of the guy before, quite frankly. I'm look him up, but so he got a vote. McCarthy went down in flames on the eighth ballot. He's been going down in flames all day. So today, they just go to the ninth ballot. And this time, right out of the blue, Lauren Boebert gets up and actually nominates Kevin Hurd. She had not nominated him. just pulled it right out of her hat and voted for him last time. It's not required that you nominate somebody to vote for him. Two ballots ago, there were only 19 people voting for Donald's, because guess what? Matt Gaetz voted for Donald Trump, believe it or not. You do not have to be in Congress to be the speaker. The Constitution does not require it. I think that Gaetz did that to suck up to Trump, because Trump had called them all saying, vote for McCarthy, and Gaetz didn't want to be on the wrong side of Trump, so he votes for him for speaker. Pretty lame. Pretty stupid. Now, on the ninth ballot, Lauren Boebert nominated Kevin Hurd, and she voted for him. I assume he voted for himself. There are now 7 votes for Donald's and 3 for, quote, others. I assume at least 2 of those are for this Kevin Hurd of Oklahoma. 1 may be for Trump. They'll sort that out later. But, you know, McCarthy's already lost 10 votes on the ninth ballot, and he can only afford to lose 4. So do the math. All the Democrats are there. Nobody's going anywhere. This is pathetic. Right now, McCarthy will tie on this ballot the last time this happened, which is in 1923. There was a guy named Edward Gillette of Massachusetts. It took 9 ballots to elect him. But the difference is, back then, the opponents were progressive Republicans. The insurgents were progressive Republicans, fighting Bob La Follette Republicans, who didn't want big corporations running things. And so they stuck a knife in this guy, Gillette, until he came correct with some respect. Well, this time around, the insurgents are the right-wing MAGA Trump types, election deniers. Now, they're all election deniers. I don't know if you knew this, but Kevin McCarthy voted himself not to certify Joe Biden. Kevin McCarthy, 143 Republicans out of something like 212 or 13 voted not to certify Joe Biden. They're all insurrectionists. I have no sympathy whatsoever for any of them. But now it's 9 ballots, and here's 9 ballots. This is Kevin McCarthy now and Edward Gillette in 1923, which is a pretty sorry company to be in. He has a ways to go if he wants to hit the record. Record was 1856. There was a guy back then named Nathaniel Banks, also, believe it or not, of Massachusetts. Nathaniel Banks took 133 ballots over 2 months. Now, when you're trying to go for 133 ballots, that's sort of like eating hot dogs against Joey Chestnut. You ever hear Joey Chestnut? He is a national, I'm not kidding, his name, that's actually his name. He's the national hot dog eating champion. He ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes with buns. How does he do this? How does he do this? He's like a seagull. They pry open his lips. They stick a sausage down his throat. The guy swallows. I'm serious. You try eating 4 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Maybe you're Kevin McCarthy. You just ate 9 hot dogs in 10 minutes. How about 133? How about 133? You can't go up against Joey Chestnut. You cannot go up against Nathaniel Banks. And McCarthy's toast. I mean, let's be real about this. And as you know, this happened 15 times. Once 100 years ago, once in 1856, and then 13 times before that in a relatively short period of time, because we had a lot of parties. Free Soilers, nativists, we had all sorts of weirdos, Whigs, Federalists, this one and that one. But now we have 2 parties, basically 2 parties. And for this to happen now, 100 years after it happened with Edward Gillette, is frankly crazy, and it bodes very, very ill. Very ill, very, very ill for Kevin McCarthy. We're going to the lines. See my friend Wisco Paul on the lines. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I'm still on board with what Jeannie said yesterday. These people were elected by Republican voters and independents, so whoever. And now you're seeing played out in real time exactly what you put in power. They aren't going to get anything done in the next 2 years. Probably try to impeach Biden, and who knows what. Plus, they're election deniers. anti-democracy, excuse me, people. So I don't, at this point, this can go on for another week for all I care. I know it's not a good thing, but this is what people get to see in real time. This is what they voted for. It's just, I don't know how to explain this other than, all right, that's all I'm saying today, man. It's just unreal. And this is what you wanted, so you got it. Thank, or not you, but
that made the Republicans, right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Yeah. And you know, and Paul staunchly believes that there should be no compromise by the Democrats to throw a few votes. They're certainly not going to do it to Kevin McCarthy. I'll tell you a funny thing. Last night, if you were watching this, and I don't know why I watch it all the time, but I do just to keep up on the stuff. They wanted to adjourn, the Republicans. McCarthy had already lost four ballots, and it was 9:30 at night out there. And the Democrats decided, and I think it was a wise decision, we're not adjourning, we're staying here forever. You know, you can do that. They stayed up there all night. Back during the filibuster days in the 1960s and the civil rights filibusters, when you physically had to be there to filibuster. Now, it's a travesty. You just go, I filibuster in the Senate, and then 10 votes, and you can't do it. But back then, you had to get up and read the Bible, read Shakespeare, and then you'd fall, you know, you drop dead of fatigue and hunger, and they'd stay there all night. Well, the Democrats want to do that this time. So a motion was brought to adjourn, and it lost. It lost because some of these insurgents wouldn't. McCarthy wanted to get a rest. Frankly, I think he wanted to go to a good restaurant. I mean, you know, it was 9:30 at night. I think he wanted some chow. He wanted some midnight rations. We used to call them midrats in the Navy. When you stood the midwatch, you got chowed down. And I was on a small ship, so I got bologna sandwiches and onion soup for 3 years. And to this day, it's hard for me to look at a bologna sandwich or onion soup because they were my midrats. Well, McCarthy wanted some midrats, and he didn't get them. Well, then what happened? The clerk made a mistake. You know, there's no speaker. This poor woman is there, and they're all yelling at her. So somebody said, well, I want to change my vote, right? And she let him, and then the adjournment thing passed by two votes. So they adjourned at close to 10 o'clock last night, Washington time, close to 9 o'clock our time. Crazy. So then they come back. McCarthy tried to deal all night, meeting with people and all this kind of stuff. You know what he gave up? He said, okay, guys, it doesn't now. I'll agree that it only takes one person to bring a motion to throw out the chair. It used to take something like 50% of the Republican caucus. Then he came down to five votes, sucking up to him. Then he comes to one. Then they say, okay, that's good. Now, how about this? How about you put a couple of us on the Rules Committee? The Rules Committee weakens the speaker and controls what bills go to the floor. So, for instance, if a bill came up to... I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turn my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 AM.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 19. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 23. Mainly cloudy skies expected Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 34. 39 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up with a few things on McCarthy's debacle out in Washington, D.C. One reason he's not going to make it is that there was 50 conservative bigwigs all called for changing the status quo, sent out a letter, a message, applauded the 20 congressional insurgents against McCarthy. Ed Meese, Reagan's attorney general. Ginny Thomas, Justice Thomas's wife. You know, let me stop there for a second. What the hell is she doing sticking her nose in politics? And he, Thomas, voted on one occasion to shield her emails, conflict of interest. But the fact is the Supreme Court has no code of ethics. Every other judge at every level has a code of ethics. So does the Congress. So does the president. Not the Supreme Court. That's got to change. We're going to the lines. Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Adrian?
Hey, man. Now that the transcripts from the January 6th investigations are public, we have more evidence about Ron Johnson trying to advance the fake electors. He called this guy, Andrew Haight, the Republican Party chairman in Wisconsin, and tried to get him to throw in with the planned coup. And I think it's just unacceptable behavior from a U.S. senator. I think we need to impeach him.
That is a very good point, and I support it 100%. And let me tell you something else. I want to fill in what Adrian just said. And this should have come out more in the race with Mandela Barnes. It's not Mandela's fault. They just released these documents. But there's plenty of text, emails, but testimony by Hitt, H-I-T-T, the hitman, Hitt. He was the former chairman of the Republican Party. And he said that he had conversations with Ron Johnson, and Ron Johnson was pushing the fake electors, and Ron Johnson said to him, why don't we have the legislature pick the electors and ignore the election, the voters? And Hitt, who's a Republican, and who was a fake elector, he was one of the fake electors, said, well, I don't know. That would be kind of hard. I don't know if the legislature would go along with it. And then Ron Johnson said, yeah, well, you know, let's do it. Let's try. And the reason he had the Michigan state electors in his possession, and he had his chief of staff send them to Pence's chief of staff to try to get him to read them and then give an excuse for Trump to say, well, there's a dispute in the House, is because he would attack Michigan. Somebody else would attack Wisconsin. Nobody could say he attacked Wisconsin. This guy has no business representing Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate. He has betrayed Wisconsin. He has said that he does not want our presidential election. He has said that the legislature, which is gerrymandered and not representative, should pick the electors, which would then pick Trump. That's what he said and did. Now, Adrian suggested we should impeach him. There's a different procedure for a U.S. senator than there is for, say, a judge. Now, for the governor, for instance, or a U.S. senator, you can try to start a recall election. But the fact of the matter is that trying to recall a U.S. senator, I remember that some of them tried to recall Herb Kohl. Good luck. Herb was a friend of mine, very, very fine senator, great senator. But yes, it can be done. And I would like to see the same energy that was put in to recalling Scott Walker back after Act 10. I mean, quite frankly, this information that came out of the January 6th committee, which is the transcript of Hitt giving a deposition, and they kept it quiet. This is in black and white. We all knew that Ron Johnson had the Michigan fake electors, and he claimed he didn't know he had them, and it was his chief of staff. It was all baloney, and he just claimed ignorance and somehow got away with it, although Mandela came pretty close. They slimed Mandela. They darkened his skin in ads, and they kept putting pictures of him next to the guy who ran over the people, the murderer in the Waukesha parade, as if what? Because they're both African-American, somehow Mandela. You know, this is bad stuff. And this got us a Senator Johnson who betrayed our election. Go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, I just wanted to make a couple comments about the circus that's going on in the House. It sounds like the Freedom Caucus, they asked for one thing, so McCarthy said fine, and then they asked for another thing, and you know, and it keeps on escalating each time. It's very clear the Freedom Caucus has nothing whatsoever to do with freedom. They want to dictate their own terms, and they want to dictate to the whole House of Representatives what to do. I don't have a problem with there being no Speaker of the House at this point, at least. Obviously, at some point, we've got to do some rather important things like increase the debt ceiling, things like that. But the longer these guys stay out, and for all of me at least, the longer these guys stay out, the less damage they can do, and the less amount of money that they can waste on spurious investigations. They'll probably look at Hunter's laptop. They'll probably look at Hillary's emails, for crying out loud. I mean, these guys are just outrageous.
Yeah, Jack, that's a very good point. And let me build on that a little bit, because it's a very, very good point. But here's one of the downsides. And Mike Gallagher, he's a Republican from the 8th District up in Green Bay, came out and said it. He's sort of a moderate. He said, you know, I'm on the Intelligence Committee, and because I'm not a member of Congress. Remember, there are no members of Congress now because they haven't been sworn in. Their term's expired. He said, I don't have a clearance. We can't get any confidential information. We can't meet on things that we have to do in our committee. And Congress is one branch of the three branches of government, and the House is one half of that. The Senate's the other half. It's true they can't do a lot of mischief, but they can't do anything. And as you say, the debt limit and a number of other things, that's why Nancy Pelosi was so smart ramming through a lot of bills before she left. We're going to a break. Thanks for calling, Jack. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores!
scores. A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This message is sponsored by WisCaregiver.com. Are you ready to start a meaningful career? Now you can get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training. WisCaregiver.com will connect you with employers all across Wisconsin. You choose the location where you'll earn while you learn to become a CNA and receive a $500 bonus. Get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training through WisCaregiver.com. Get your free start in healthcare. Register today at WisCaregiver.com.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Wausau East High School greeted their 45 returning Northwoods Band members with a surprise pep rally. The Northwoods Band performed at the Rose Bowl Parade on January 2nd, with millions watching across the country. Band members were pleasantly surprised to learn how many back home were watching and cheering them on as well. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg declared that Northwoods Marching Band Pride Week will be honored December 30th through January 5th. The four candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court election will take part in a forum hosted by WisPolitics on Monday, January 9th. The forum will take place at the Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison. The doors will open at 11:30 a.m. and the program will start at noon. The event is free and open to the public, but you will need to register. Water, coffee, tea, and cookies will be served. The primary election will take place on February 21st. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 6 above. North winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 11. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with daytime highs approaching 30. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Well, and, you know, there's just something that I really don't understand, the 20 insurgents, exactly what they are thinking, because many of them, they keep nominating Byron Donalds from Florida. Now, he is a fairly new member, and as I thought about it, you will need some experience and skills to assume a leadership or to be a competent leader in the Speaker of the House. Essentially, what these insurgents who keep nominating him, what they're expressing is that if this was an army, what you are essentially doing is appointing a private to in the position of a general. Mr. Donalds, I'm sure he's a you know, a fine man, but there is no way he is ready to assume that job. And, yeah, that's all I have to say. And it's just unreal. I've listened to many of the Republican insurgents on the news, and they are just living in a parallel reality. They just do not want to get a solution. That's basically what it is.
Right, no.
That's all I have, Matt.
Yeah, that's terrific. And Cassandra, as I recall, I think you're one of my a fellow veteran along with me, and so your analogy to the general is an excellent one. Here's the deal. They don't expect Byron Donalds will be the speaker. He's a stalking horse. They're doing it to get McCarthy. And once they get McCarthy out of there, they'll put somebody like Jim Jordan. Well, Jim Jordan, David Jolly, a former congressman, Republican, kind of moderate, said no way they're ever, the whole caucus is going to vote for Jim Jordan. He'll be a stalking horse, and they'll come up, they hope, with somebody that they don't trust Kevin McCarthy. They don't like Kevin McCarthy. And I'll get into that in a minute, but let me take Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, again, you elect clowns, you expect the circus. And I think this really gets it. I'm not quite sure how the Republicans are going to get themselves out of this, because even if they find a moderate, all of these concessions that are already on the table, the Freedom Caucus aren't going to take those down. They're going to keep it that way. So whoever is going to be Speaker of the House is going to be hobbled. And again, just recognizing that there's going to be complete gridlock on the Republican side within the House. And if the Republicans manage to find a more moderate that's palatable to the Democrats, then I can guarantee you that the Freedom Caucus, they're going to howl like crazy and primary the heck out of any Republican who goes along with this deal, because they're going to feel that this is a betrayal. You know, the people are asking, why are they doing this? The Trumpers, they love what the caucus is doing. This is exactly why they want them in the House, is obstructionism like this, because, you know, that whole drain the swamp. So this is exactly, they're going to keep doing this until they get somebody that is a Trumper, either a speaker, or they get all of the concessions that they want. And if they don't get it, then I feel for whoever is going to be the speaker on the Republican side, because we've already seen what they're going to do. Is it too early to start talking about the blue wave in 2024? Because, man, this, if anything can show how incompetent Republicans are in governance, this is it.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Those are excellent comments, and I agree, and I want to build on something you just said. And that is, first of all, one of the subtexts is, why do I say that Kevin McCarthy is toast? Let me give you an example. There's a guy named Crenshaw. He's in Texas. He's for McCarthy, conservative type of guy, but he's a former Navy SEAL, and he's sort of violent in his terminology. And he attacked some of these insurgents with personal insults. There's a fellow named Good, G-O-O-D, who's one of these insurgents against McCarthy. And Crenshaw said, quote, he is a loser. He could never win an election without McCarthy. And then with Lauren Boebert, who is now for this fellow Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma, but had been for other people against McCarthy, he said, she's no good. She couldn't win an election. When you have personal invective like that, and they try to stay away from that at that level of government, how the heck do you think that Good and Boebert are ever going to vote for McCarthy? They never are. Then you have Matt Gaetz of Florida, who said, McCarthy, if you're going to drain the swamp, you don't hire the biggest alligator to do it. He called McCarthy an alligator. And then he goes, he writes a letter to the architect of the Capitol and accuses McCarthy of, quote, squatting, end quote, in the speaker's office, and he should be evicted. Now, look, McCarthy was dumb in my view. He moved his stuff in. The speaker's office is a big deal. Also has a ceremonial office, very big deal. But even if you think you're going to be speaker, it's sort of dumb to do it until you're elected speaker. But it's pretty embarrassing to have to move out. But if you have a guy in your own caucus and you're the minority leader right into the architect of the Capitol, who's the guy that's supposed to, you know, administer the space. He didn't architect it. This thing was, is 200 years old or more. But he's the guy that, you know, is in charge of the physical space, and say, this McCarthy is an alligator in the swamp. He is a squatter and should be evicted. Do you think he's ever going to vote for McCarthy? Under any circumstances? No, he's not. That's three people right there. There's another guy named Norman from South Carolina, and there's another guy from Montana. There's like five or six of them who will never vote for him, ever, 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 ever. And I think there's a lot more. So what's going to happen? You know, Tom McFarland said they'll be intransigent. That's true, because anybody else who's moderate is not going to agree to A, letting one person continuously bring a resolution to get rid of the speaker. Number two, put them on the rules committee so they determine what legislation goes on the floor. The third thing McCarthy gave up was he said, I won't interfere in any primaries, even if a nut job is running against an incumbent Republican. And the Club for Growth then said, okay, then we'll back you. But the head of the Club for Growth signed the letter the other day saying he liked the insurgents. These people are taunting McCarthy. They're toying with him. They are toying with him. So that is why I say he's never going to make it. And I think it is going to require some kind of an accommodation from the Democrats in return for two things. You know, picking a moderate speaker, but A, that they raise the debt limit, and B, that they don't abandon Ukraine and stop sending arms over there for them to stand up to the Ruskies. Go to the lines. A lot of people still on the lines. Don't hang up. Take you in order. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, he goes down nine times. He's halfway to the record. He might as well hang in there, right? But what a bunch of dysfunctional rubes, all of them. And the proof that they're nothing about governing and all about settling grievances. I read something over the weekend that Kevin McCarthy told Nancy Pelosi when she said no to a few people that he wanted on the January 6th committee. Kevin McCarthy looked at Nancy Pelosi and said, when I'm speaker, you're going to pay for this. Well, now, is he really going to make her pay for it? They're all about settling grievances and grandstanding and looking like total idiots. They don't govern anything, and I totally agree with your caller who said, bring on 2024, we're going to flush them all out of town.
Yeah, excellent remarks, Dick. Excellent as always. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Jesus, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I can't believe it. They're chaos and obstructionism. And, you know, there's this really great group that had a rally today, and not on our watch, and they were they are vets, but they were all former military people in all areas of the military. And we were talking about, you know, what happened to our Capitol, you know, 2 years ago. And these same people are doing this obstructionism right now. In all honesty, they shouldn't even be there. You know, they assaulted our Capitol. It was people that helped, you know, with what happened on our Capitol. All of them should be locked up. They should not even be there. Ron Johnson should be kicked out of that Capitol and lock the doors and throw away the key and not let him back in. I mean, this is an assault on democracy. They've taken oath of office. You know, I'm just shocked with some of those people that were in the military that are in the Republican Party that are supporting this type of behavior. They took oath for life. It was just amazing. I hope people get a chance to just see it. It was, you know, it was on YouTube, and it was called Not On Our Watch, and it was former military, and they're working together. They're Courage for America, and there's a lot of different groups that were former military people. It just makes me so thankful for, you know, like you, Matt. You're fighting for our democracy every day, and all of us have to fight for our democracy.
Well, I appreciate that a lot, Gene. I do want to pick up, you just made a very profound comment on that YouTube thing, and I think you're referring to Michael Fanone, who was a real hero. He was one of the police officers that defended the Capitol. They beat the hell out of him. They beat him up. He had a concussion. and they were going to trample him to death. He said, I have four daughters, and they spared him. And he's had permanent neurological injury. In any event, he and more than 1,000 law enforcement officers sent a letter to the Republicans, and especially to certain ones like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, Elise Stefanik, in other words, the leaders, and then also the really hardcore nuts. And they said that there is a culture now that they've engendered of violence in politics. And they cited not only the attacks against the police officers at the Capitol, and not just Michael Fanone, there were more than 100 police officers that had to take disability. They were beaten. They were beaten with poles, fists. They were kicked. They were dragged down the stairs with their heads bumping off it. I don't know why there weren't a lot more people with very 20 and 30 year sentences for doing that to a cop. But in any event, they cited there was an attack on an FBI office in Ohio. Remember that? A guy showed up with a gun because Trump and the Republicans said defund the FBI, they're traitors. They attacked FBI officers. They attacked, of course, a guy attacked Paul Pelosi, hit him on the head with a hammer. And some of our competitors, Hate Radio, when they chuckled when they reported that, and they played the folk song, If I Had a Hammer, Right Hammer, and they laughed. That is going on in hate radio and hate television right now. And if you think it isn't, you're badly mistaken. There were death threats to Pelosi. There are death threats all the time to prominent Democrats. And there were death threats to Fanone, the police officer who was almost trampled to death, and he got death threats. These death threats have got to be prosecuted. They can trace these guys. You make a death threat or you mention it, you should go to jail for 5 years. The hell with you. And that message has got to get around. Now, here's the deal. What Gene just said, when you have people, more than 1,000 people in law enforcement, 1,000 around the country, headed up by Michael Fanone, sending those letters to these Republicans, at what time, what point do they get the message? Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan are sick. They're never going to get the message. But Kevin McCarthy's getting a real good message right now because he ain't going to be Speaker. Now, Steve Scalise is lying in the weeds. You can hear him rattling the tall grass. His sneaky little eyes are down there. So he may end up being Speaker, but he better keep his mouth shut. And we don't want any more violent talk. He was the object of violence. He was shot at a congressional softball game because a lot of this violent talk that the Republicans have been throwing around. Elise Stefanik, who knows what she believes? She was upstate New York. She's moderate. She had attacked Trump, then she loves Trump, and she has no convictions whatsoever. This is a sad party, and they cannot get their act together. And when they finally decide on a speaker, it's going to be a mess. We're going to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale,
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. 1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Matt Flynn, director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what. One thing that has been real clear in all this is Trump is losing his influence in the Republican Party. He made telephone calls to some of these insurgents. He went on a speakerphone, and not a single one of them went along with him. Not a single one of them voted for McCarthy, even though he claims he's now for McCarthy. And Lauren Boebert, who is one of his hardcore acolytes and disciples, called him out on the floor. She said, he called me, and I told him that he should call McCarthy and tell him to drop out. The other thing is, you know, Trump announced for president, but he hasn't done anything. His financial report was due, and you get a 45-day extension as of right, and he invoked that. That expires January 29. You get one more extension. So that means what, middle of March, that kind of thing? He's not doing anything. He doesn't have a campaign manager, doesn't have a scheduler, doesn't have anything. This was a goof. What he did was, I'll do it, and I'll try to raise money off it. And I don't have to report anything for at least 3 months, maybe longer. He is not running. He's pretending to run. And he, frankly, has lost his influence in the Republican Party. Now, there's a strong sentiment, and I hear it, and I'm very sympathetic to it among many of the callers to this show, and many of people who are friends of mine who go, Matt, the Democrats should not cooperate at all in picking the speaker. Sit back and give Hakeem Jeffries 212 votes every time, and let these guys fall apart, because the 20 insurgents, as one of my callers said, they're still going to want the concession that says that one person can bring a motion to recall the speaker. They're still going to want two seats on the Rules Committee to block any legislation they don't like to go out on the floor, even to be voted on. They are still going to want to require that the speaker and the party will not interfere in Republican primaries, even though nut jobs are running, all of this stuff. They're going to demand and want all of that. Now, if any speaker agrees to that, they're a eunuch. I mean, they can't do anything. It depends on what these characters want to do. It is possible, and I don't know that we're there right now, they may chicken out, and if a guy like Scalise comes across, they may say, okay, but I don't trust Scalise. He's bad news, really bad news. He's a guy, he's an election denier. I don't want him. So, here are some proposals that have been made, one of them by Fred Upton, who's a former Republican congressman. He's one of the 10 who voted to impeach Trump, and he didn't run for re-election. He's from Michigan. He said he plans to offer the Democrats a deal. Power sharing. They will give him all 212 votes. He'll scare up 6 votes from the Republicans. They'll make him speaker. And here's what's going to happen. According to his proposal, Democrats will get equal numbers of seats on committees. Sort of like what happened in the Senate when we were 50-50. That means that no subpoenas can issue without a majority. And there can't be any subpoenas for any investigations the Democrats don't want, number one. Number two, they won't weaponize the debt limit. So in other words, when it expires in September, or we start to reach it in September, the speaker's not going to permit any kind of monkey business where we got to cut Social Security and Medicare so that we don't shut down the government. And number three, the same, I would think, on things like defense spending, aid to Ukraine. They're not going to let these right-wing Tucker Carlson-type nuts who hate Ukraine and love Russia betray our country, pro-commie, pro-Russia, pro-Rusky. Now, he's going to propose that. I frankly don't think that's going anywhere in the near future. There's a Democratic congressman named Ro Khanna out in California, and he's in the Progressive Caucus. He's on the left, and he says he's going to propose something similar, but his requirements are they can't use the debt ceiling as a weapon, and they've got to cut a deal on subpoenas. Upton's thing is frankly better for the Democrats, because with equal numbers on committees, there wouldn't be subpoenas. And he said, and this is interesting, Ro Khanna, he's in the Progressive Caucus, Republican. I think he's of probably Indian descent. He said he would back Mike Gallagher, Wisconsin, up in Green Bay, or Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. Now, both of them have reputations as being moderates. Gallagher is, you know, represents the Green Bay area, was unopposed last time. I think he may have a PhD. But the thing is, when there was a resolution to denounce QAnon, Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst voted against it, voted with QAnon, believe it or not. But Mike Gallagher abstained. He just voted present. And that concerns me, and I'll tell you why that concerns me, because he's a smart guy, and he knows very well that QAnon is a nut job case, and he must think that up in his neck of the woods that somehow that would hurt him to vote at all on it, because he's certainly not going to vote for him. I think he's misreading his district, and he'd have to explain that, quite frankly, if he thinks he's going to do anything beyond Congress. But anyway, this is what Ro Khanna said from the Progressive Caucus. I think my own view, if we sit around for a month and there's no speaker, if Congress can't vote on any appropriations or anything, even stuff we agree on, even stuff that is bipartisan, that does hurt us at some point. The Senate can't do it by itself. And Joe Biden can do a lot by executive order, but not everything. There has to come a time where the logjam is broken. And when these 20 nut jobs on the right blocking McCarthy and block anyone else who won't say, basically make them collectively the speaker, at some point something's got to give. So we'll see what happens. But I'm throwing that out just so you're fully informed what Fred Upton proposed and what Ro Khanna proposed as well. We're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show and really great callers, really very, very good, very, very good suggestions, very good suggestions. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time tomorrow. And, you know, since he just lost the ninth ballot, and now we're going to be going into the evening, and if he can't get a motion to adjourn, he's going to lose the 10th and the 11th. At some point, when does the guy stop beating his head against the wall and step back? And we won't know. We won't know anytime soon. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.